The first thing you put is the date. So then it's really similar than in English. You put first the day, and you put de. After you put the month, you put de, and you put the year. For example, if you want to put the 11th of June of 2009, you'll put 11 de junio de 2009. Then, it depends if it's a friendly letter or a formal letter. So when it's a friendly letter and you want to put dear and after the name, normally you put querido, querido, for a man, and for a lady, querida, querida. And after you put the name of the person. If it's a really close friend, maybe you will just put hola and then the name of the person. And after that, you don't put a comma, you'll have to put 2 points. If it's a formal letter, rather than putting querido o querida, you'll have to put estimado. Estimado for a man and estimada. Estimada for a lady. And then, normally, rather than putting just the first name, you'll have to put señor o señora and the surname with it. Then, if the letter is to thank for something, normally you put gracias por. Gracias por. This means thank you for something. Another way to say it is to put, for example, I'm writing you to thank you for. If it's in an informal way, a friendly way, then you would say, or you would put, te escribo para darte las gracias por. Te escribo para darte las gracias por. And after you put the reason. If you were writing a formal letter, then you will put le escribo para darle las gracias por. Le escribo para darle las gracias por. And after you put the reason why you are writing. When you want to say goodbye, when you want to finish the letter, if it's a friendly letter, normally you put un saludo. Un saludo. This is like putting in English regards. And after, if it's still a friendly letter, you can, rather than putting love, we put kisses, which is besos. Besos. Or maybe we put one kiss or a kiss. This is un beso. Un beso. And sometimes we put a hug. This is un abrazo. Un abrazo. And after that, you put your name. But if you were writing a formal letter, rather than putting un saludo, we will put un cordial saludo. Un cordial saludo. And then, in a formal letter, we don't put besos or a un abrazo. We will put something like attentively, which is in Spanish, atentamente. Atentamente. And then after you put your name with your surname.